The reading from which I drew the homily is Wisdom, chapter 2, verses 23 to chapter 3, verse 9. God formed humans to be imperishable. The image of God's own nature did God make them. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are in the devil's possession experience it. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before all, indeed, they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastise a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of God's self. As gold in the furnace, God proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, God took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in God shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with God in love, because grace and mercy are with God's holy ones, and God always cares for the elect. The Word of God. The souls of the just are in the hands of God. Who are the just? Or perhaps the better question is, who are the justified? Now, in printer's language, to justify is to set the type so that the lines are of equal length and flush on both the left side and the right side. The printed lines are therefore in right relationship with the page. The religious notion of justification is very close to this. The justified person, or the just person, is in right relationship with God and with God's people. The souls of the just, therefore, pertain to us, the living, as well as to those who have gone before us. All of us, each of us, is in God's hands. How comforting these words. How comforting to realize that daily we are carried by God. Our Dominican brother, Meister Eckhart, proclaims that not only are we in the hands of God, we are bathed in God, who is round us all, embracing us. I invite each of us to close our eyes for a moment and imagine ourselves in God's hands and held in God's embrace. No matter how we feel at any one moment, we are never far from God. We are held in love, bathed in love, always. This is true not just for some of us, but for all of us. Imagine how differently our days would be if we went through each of them alive to this awareness. If, upon every daily encounter with others, we quickly remember that he or she is held in God's embrace. Think of some person with whom you are at odds or who gets on your nerves. There is someone for each of us. She too, he too, is bathed in God, beloved of God. Perhaps if we cultivate this awareness that all are of God, in God, held in God's embrace, we will see more clearly with the eyes of God and respond from the heart of God. In every situation, we will ask, how does God see this? Opening out rather than closing down. Such questioning will help, will keep us praying and studying, because we have to be careful that our response, how does God see this, doesn't get stuck in our small ideas of God. God is always more. Our responses require an honest openness to a God much bigger than any image we hold. God is always the more. God's arms are ever opening out, aching to draw all things, all people, to God's self.